Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's Thanksgiving Day. You have the honor of preparing the meal. Whether you're an old pro or a newbie with a few jitters, if things go south, you have some help standing by at 1-800-BUTTERBALL.
Yes, we are here on Thanksgiving Day. It's one of our most important days because that's when people really have turkey traumas, something that they thought would happen didn't, or the unexpected happened, and that's when they need an expert. So we're happy to answer their calls, or go into butterball.com and you can reach us through text or chat or email. We'll be happy to get back to you as soon as possible.
Most of the time, they can talk you down fairly quickly. Butterball Talkline Supervisor Mary Alice Coffey says a common occurrence is not finding the neck or the giblets before you cook the bird.
Yeah, we do get calls about that. People either leave them in or can't find them. When you open up your turkey, you'll find that the neck is in the body cavity between the legs where you put the stuffing, but the giblets are going to be at the other end in the neck cavity. So that's where they're located. If by any chance you do leave them in the turkey while the turkey is cooking, there's not going to be a problem. The bag that they're in is oven safe, and it won't cause any problem with your turkey. Your turkey still will be safe.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
The traditional Thanksgiving Day meal is a treat each year, but perhaps even better is having leftovers.
One thing I would recommend is for your leftovers, you want to put the turkey away, take it off the bone within about 2 hours after your Thanksgiving dinner and refrigerate it. What you're going to eat through the weekend, if you have company, you'll probably want to leave some of that meat in the refrigerator for casseroles or sandwiches or maybe some chili.
Mary Alice Coffey says they have a variety of leftover recipes on the talk line, and she notes if you have plenty of leftover meat, you can extend that turkey experience.
If you have extra turkey meat, go ahead and freeze it. It can be frozen up to 2 months. And if you go to butterball.com, you'll notice that there are wonderful recipes in there to use up all that great turkey meat.
The number is easy, 1-800-BUTTERBALL, or online at butterball.com. You might even get to talk with Mary Alice Coffey. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.